It's your morning team show here on WSBW. A brief moment of some Christmas fun for you to start this particular segment of the show.
Have a holly jolly Christmas. It's the best time of the year. Now I don't know if there'll be snow, but have a cup of cheer. Have a holly.
With Dave and Pat and Charlie in studio, Art Lewis with you in your home studio. You recognize that voice?
Sounds like Dolly Parton to
You're
me.
Right, Dolly Parton. She's released a brand new Christmas album called A Holly Dolly Christmas, and that's her version of Holly Jolly Christmas. That's fun. Dolly Parton also, I love this. This is great, Dolly Parton. Recently, she was doing an interview for, I guess, an online site with RuPaul. And she was asked about wearing at home her high heels and, you know, makeup and wigs and things like that. And she says, well, I almost always will wear heels and get dressed up around the house. So a couple of reasons. First of all, she says, you know, I'm short. And so I need heels, like, to reach things in my cabinets and things like that. But she also says, I also wear makeup and wigs in case I need to be ambulance ready in case there's an earthquake or some other reason I need to run outside. I love that. I need to be ambulance ready.
You know, she also gets up early in the morning.
Does she?
She gets up at 3 a.m. and makes breakfast for her husband.
Sweet.
On a daily basis.
What time does he get up?
Yeah.
I don't know, but she's up early according to what I just
read. In her heels, makeup, and wigs?
Yeah, I would imagine. Well, it takes a little time to get ready, so, you know.
Dolly, you need to visit us.
I was going
to
say, she's...
We'd be ready for breakfast at that time.
Yeah, right.
Oh, boy, that's fun. 844 on WSGW. Hey, if you're looking for some bipartisan political agreement stuff...
yeah, good luck.
Well, we got one here. You hear that, and this... I'm trying to find out more about it. The U.S. House yesterday voted to authorize construction of the waterway project to hopefully halt the progress of Asian carp in the Great Lakes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh.
It's a proposal that will be taken up shortly by the Senate. This is getting the House passed, but the Senate's not going to take it up. It will fortify the Brandon Road Lock and Dam near Joliet, Illinois. That's where apparently engineers have identified as a choke point to halt the invasive carp. The measure will boost the federal share of the project from 65% to 80%. The state of Illinois would be covering the remainder of the project. Congress, though, as it says here, still needs to allocate funding.
Wow.
So remember, it's passed, but there's still other things that need to be done. The plan includes the channel there at Brandon Road to be fitted with devices such as loudspeakers, electric shocks, a flushing lock, and air bubble curtains to stop the destructive carp from getting into the Great Lakes. And this is a site between Lake Michigan and the Illinois River, which apparently is where the destructive carp have overrun things already there in the Illinois River. Wow. Loudspeakers, electric shocks, a flushing lock, and air bubble curtains.
Throwing everything at them.
Yeah.
Sounds like a frat party.
Right.
The estimated cost is going to be $778 million for construction, though that figure could change as the agency does more engineering and design work on the technology.
Yeah, well, I'd imagine. Right.
Just put it at $1 billion and be done with it.
Yeah.
The project is not expected to be completed for years.
Yeah.
Define that, depending on whether construction is expedited or done incrementally.
Mm. And they could take those speakers and play Tiny Tim music on them and turn the fish right around.
Maybe that's it. Well, that's it. And you wonder, is that what they do in the short term before everything gets, you know, I don't know.
I imagine they'll use, if they put speakers underwater, they probably use pulse of some kind or.
Well, they do say electric.
They're not going to play Tiny Tim songs? Really?
Yeah, probably not. Oh, okay. It's too bad, but probably, you know.
Hey, maybe the fish would appreciate it. You never know. I mean.
Yeah.
It does get concerning, though, when you think about how important this has been. And it's been discussed for years. Okay, now we're at the point. Yeah. But it still has to go through the Senate.
Well, and you said bipartisan because it seems like both Republicans and Democrats are going for, especially in Michigan.
Especially
right?
in Michigan. Michigan's a big
bike state.
No question about that. But, you know, the red flags again, you know, the estimated cost, which is probably going to go up. And again, not expected to be completed for years and expedited or done incrementally. I mean, if it's that important, why are you doing it incrementally?
Right.
Well, if it's going to be years and years, the fish are going to be here. If, or either they're not going to get here. If they,
well,
they
and that's
take that
actually
long.
Some on the other side said, you know, this has been talked about for years. And so far, whatever we've been doing has kept them away for years. Do we need to sell?
Is it worth $1 billion? Well, you sure wouldn't want to mess with the fishing industry in the Great Lakes. Is worth probably more than $1 billion.
Right, that's what I mean. Yeah, spend $1 billion. Just to get it done.
Then, if you've ever seen, you know, if you haven't, you know, just go on YouTube and look up Asian carp. It's crazy.
Yeah, they sure are.
They just fly out of the water, and there's actually videos. I mean, people getting hurt.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They fly in people's faces and things like that. It's like
they act right out of the boat.
Yeah. Yep.